everybody. Nice. Welcome back to a special edition of Dadcast. It is the Father's Day 2021 special. And joining us are all kinds of guests. I mean, guests we've had on in the past, guests we're going to have on in the future. I'm not entirely sure how that works, but it means their episode hasn't dropped yet. Welcome, as we speak right now, Brody Knight from Sprockets. What's up, good sir?
Hello, hello. How are you?
We're good, man. Of course, Nick Martin, the tenacious one, what's is up? Here. Manny freaking Cabo, what's up?
What's going on, people?
Good to see you. Yes. Brian Obajenski, NASCAR driver extraordinaire and 311 fan. We have that in common. Hello, sir.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Brian Hopkins, Elvis Monroe. He is in the house. Of course, we're all dads, and we're just here to wish everyone happy Father's Day. Hopkins, how are you, man?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm hot. I'm wearing a tank top. It's hot. I can
only
imagine.
It's here, though.
Oh,
it's 117
I bet.
In Las Vegas.
Whew, yeah. I know Brody was telling me that trash cans and tires are literally melting in the streets in Vegas.
Yes. Yes. It's insane.
That's great.
I was on my
That's
motorcycle, insane. Though. So I was riding in this today. So
that's nice.
Hope you guys got good AC and pools over there.
I have good AC. I don't have a pool.
Good. All right. Well, I want to first just say to all you guys, happy Father's Day. You are amazing dads in your own right. You've all been
Me
on
too,
the podcast. Thanks. And it's, you know, you've proven in our discussions and our talks that how amazing all of you are. And just thank you. You know, that's awesome. And most importantly, your kids, even if they're too young, I'm thanking you for them because you guys are all each amazing in your own right, man.
Yeah.
Hey, and put your hands together for Dadcast. You guys have been doing a wonderful job. It's been growing really fast. Man. Really proud of you guys.
Thank you.
I think it was about a year ago now, or maybe a little less, that we were Nick. You know, there was a big time scare with your little boy being born, and
almost exactly a year ago.
Yeah. So everybody coming together. I remember that because what's going on with Nicole right now? I saw the everybody, the fans and friends, and everybody reaching out was just overwhelmingly amazing, and it teared her up. So I can only imagine what it was like for you guys going through what you were going through and all the love coming in at that time about a year ago, like you said.
It just hit
me. I'm like, I've been through this, but on the other side. Go ahead, Nick. Yeah. Sorry.
You definitely got to have each other's backs for sure. That's definitely amazing. It's a really good feeling. And, you know, JP, same thing. You know, he went through some stuff with his lady recently, and I know a lot of people reached out. And so, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I didn't know. And
sorry about that. My lady, gosh, about the same time. It was January of last year. I'll make this short and sweet and quick. This is about Father's Day. We don't need to get all gloomy, Drew. But January of last year, she had a cancer scare, so she had a full hysterectomy. And then 3 months later, right after she healed from that, found out she had breast cancer. So 2 months after that, which was in June of last year, so about a year now, a double mastectomy. No, it hasn't even been that long. But a double mastectomy. So, you know, as a woman, all those things just been gone. And she's a warrior. She's, as far as it stands right now, everything is free and clear, and she's healthy. And you.
Yeah, she's not going anywhere, bro.
Yeah. And I'm bringing her with me on this coming up in a couple of days.
Awesome, I get to meet her.
You get to meet her. You may or may not have met her a couple years back when you guys came to Oregon and did a show, but that wouldn't have been any. You know, this is literally okay. Now you know who we are and who she is, and it's gonna be fun. Yeah. So anyway, that's her story, and we paralleled. It's kind of why we started the Dadcast thing to blow off some steam, and here we are, man.
Oh wow,
we got a NASCAR champion and Manny friggin' Cabo singing on right now.
Exactly.
Don't mention, you know, red hair over there.
Tomatoes.
You're like, what do you call that? What do you call that DC Comics group? The you know, with the Joker. What do you call those guys?
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
The last movie wasn't too good, but the new one looks pretty great.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah,
not a bad name. Yeah. I wouldn't be hated. I wouldn't hate having that nickname right now with the new stuff. The old stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's insult or not. You know,
if we're gonna go movies here, how did you feel about the Snyder Cut of Justice League. I thought it was freaking awesome.
I loved it.
I need to watch it.
It was dark and it was cool. It was really cool. So yeah,
very edgy, man. Very edgy.
Yeah, it was. You guys want to see something pretty amazing? I don't think Manny talked about it, but have you guys seen his photography? Holy moly!
Posted on Instagram. It is freaking amazing.
it's beyond cool.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that during his episode. But you know, we steered more dad and Raider talk. Yeah.
I think we need to fly out to Manny and have him do our
hands. And I took down and all the nudes. I had him on my site. I made it all G rated too. I had to take all that stuff down, man. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. But you know, maybe I'll put up a private page for the dads.
Yeah, because he used to shoot for Maxim and all that stuff. And you still do. But high fashion. I mean, the guy's amazing, guys. It's beyond cool. No, I've been a big fan since we met, and I knew you from The Voice. You know, I watched you on The Voice. You you actually competed with.
Oh, you Brian were the White. One that watched it.
Yeah, Ryan White Baloney. Ryan was on that season, and I was there in support of Ryan. Yeah. And then I met you after the fact, and we've been tight ever since. It's kind of crazy.
We were actually all together in Nashville for in the span of a week, we could have all got together. But I think you got there a week later, and then Ryan, and I forget, what's her name?
Megan? Also,
not Megan. No, her friend, not Audra, the other one, blonde hair. Her and John and Mahoney are good.
They're
all
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
She's got the famous aunt.
I
know you
can't remember her, but we all could have hooked up together that week, but we just overlapped. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta ask Obi, tell me more about what you do, man, because I'm fired up and interested in
before he answers, lots of left turns.
No rights. Yeah. We don't go right. True. Yeah. No, I've been raised.
Well, if you're talking about it that way, I kind of disagree with all of your shit.
I've been racing since I was young. Started with go karts, and when I turned 16, I was able to get a parent to sign for a NASCAR license. That's where it started. I'm originally from New York, just outside of New York City. Raced on Long Island in Connecticut. Fast forward some years, found a girl in the pits. Was racing against her uncle. Now she's my wife. We got two kids. We live in North Carolina, closer to the hub of the racing world. But I race in the NASCAR All-American Series. It's the Advanced Auto Parts All-American Series. So I'm racing against guys coast to coast in Canada and Mexico. And you accrue points throughout the year, depending on how many races you run, which tracks you're at. And at the end of the year, they compile all the points and choose a champion. It's a really cool program. It's the grassroots of NASCAR, where the guys in the Cup Series, the Xfinity Series, they'll race 30 times a year, but I'm running against guys that'll run anywhere from 40 races like we usually do all the way through 90, 100, 130 races a year. You're talking Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hardcore racing, just, you know, go for the whole weekend. And even up in Connecticut, they race on Wednesday nights. So it's just a lot of hardcore racing. I've got a great crew behind me, great sponsors, great engine builder. I'm at home right now. I'm a little bit underfunded on the budget wise against some of the other dudes, but we have found a way to make it work, and we send them packing sometimes. We're fortunate enough to win some races, but I build the car, put it all together myself. All the fabrication work, everything is done in my garage here. So
that's amazing.
Racing, you know, that's where the sport started, and that's what we're really kind of trying to force to keep it to.
That's so cool. So give me one of those. Hey, Obi, you just won tonight. And who would you like to thank? Run it down. Man, who would you like to thank?
I want to thank my wife.
Come on, do it.
The way
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Right? So, we've got a beer sponsorship, a tool sponsorship, and a pizza restaurant. You don't need anything else on earth, but we're definitely tied heavy with Aviator Brewing Company. If anyone gets the chance to go check them out, it's aviatorbrewingcompany.com. Nice. They're a huge brewing company here in North Carolina, started in an airplane hangar, very aviation themed. So that's our primary sponsor. I've got Zip Air Tools out of Kent, Ohio. I've got a Carolina Dent Company that's local here, a ton of product sponsors, JRI Shocks, Sunoco Race Fuels, Butler Built Seats, Alpine Stars Racewear. It goes on and on. You know, I mean, I just got great people.
Hey, hold on, Obi.
There you go.
Afford me to
here,
do
hold this. On, Obi. Hold on. Let me give you some soundtrack. Okay, go, go.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
That's right. That's right. Oh, right. Raceway Park. We've got
next
the one and only.
Win, I want Lemmy just blaring through the PA at the stadium.
That's awesome,
dude. The ice is bad. You got to freaking come in with Lenny. You're like 150 miles an hour as you pull in.
And I was going to play Who's Got the Herb by 311 for it. But, you know, I'm sure they
that's
still
killer.
I'm sure that's still illegal in the NASCAR world, right?
It is. It is. We got to stay away from that because when we win, we got to pee in cups and all that kind of deal. But you know, we're doing good. We're doing good.
Brody, I got a question for you, man. Father's Day is coming up this Sunday, hopefully then tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. So if you're watching this episode when it premieres, tomorrow is Father's Day. You've had a few of them now so far. Do you have to plan what you do for Father's Day, or does mom and the kids help that out?
No, my whole thing is just hanging out at home, doing nothing. It's like the perfect day.
Yeah.
Well, they're the ones that want to go do stuff. Like, well, right? We're off, you know. They plan the dinners and the gifts and the, you know, all awesome. The stuff. I just want it. Like, if I could just stay in a robe, that'd be a perfect.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to paint you. You got to paint your face white and hide in the suit and just go, you want to plan my birthday party?
And if I could just stay in the hotel and just not do anything, that's perfect. I don't need to do 50,000 things and be stressed out about time.
That's kind of where I'm sitting awesome. At too. You know, the lady's like, so what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I'm like, it's Father's Day. If the kids have something planned, cool. But you know, he's 10 and 8. They don't have their, you know, secretaries lining things up. So now mom's like, we should go do this. We should go do that. We should go do this. Like we did on Mother's Day. I'm like, we don't need to do anything. A, it's going to cost Papa a crap ton of money. B, it's Father's Day. Isn't it my day? Can we just like right. make some bacon and eggs, maybe some chocolate chip cookies, eat some ice cream, and watch all the Star Wars?
You know, come on. You feel guilty saying that, you know?
All the Star Wars turns into a week.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I would have said Game of Thrones. You know, that could take a couple months, but yeah. Extended cut, Lord of the Rings. I'm in. Sign me up. That's an entire Sunday. And then some.
That's awesome.
I just started watching all the Marvel comics from the beginning to end. We're on Thor now and Ragnarok. So then we're going for Iron Man. It's just great.
Oh, man.
Especially if you wash them after a while. You know, you take a break from them, then you go back. You're like, oh, my God.
Dude, we need, so we need to do an episode so somebody can explain to me how they make sense because I don't get it.
You know, Nick, you also don't understand football, so it's gonna
I don't understand Star Wars either, so there's that.
Whoa.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Easier to understand, you know. It's just you just have to know Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And then just move with Tony Stark and then you'll learn everything.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Complicated.
You know what was really cool for me for a little while is I own Red Chapter Clothing, a clothing line, and my partners and I got approached by this guy, and he wanted to partner with us for the Comic-Cons, and this guy happened to be Stan Lee. And so for 2 years, we were partners with Stan Lee until rest in peace himself. He moved on, amazing. But it was pretty special to be
awesome.
You know, dealing with legend.
He didn't even want to draw. It's incredible.
And isn't it amazing? Like, there were thousands and thousands of people at these Comic-Cons. I didn't understand the Comic-Con world until I got there. And it was, for me, honestly, Manny, you'll understand this. It was so cool because being, you know, artists, being, we're all in the entertainment business. We have our moments, you know, Obi, you get your moments right. on the track. Manny, you know, we have our moments on stage and same with you, Brody. There were costumes that these people made or what do they call them? I forget what they're calling them.
Cosplay.
Thank you. Cosplay that were so incredible that they can walk 2 or 3 feet and people would ask them to take pictures with them. And throughout the whole place, this was their moment. This was their moment on stage for 2 or 3 days or a day, you know, or whatever. And people would be camping outside and then they'd get inside and put their stuff on.
Yeah.
It was really cool to watch and witness and some of these people who don't have that, you know,
the outlet.
Yeah, exactly. This is it. This room is where they live. And then they have that. It was incredible. It was incredible to see. And I understood why it was such a big thing. And then I got into it. I got into the Deadpool and all. I mean, I was selling it. I was, you know, Marvel was my partner, you know, in all this too. And so just an incredible thing to have people find their outlet, that special thing that they connect to. It was really cool. So, you know, back to it. So I can nerd out on all that stuff and completely understand, you know,
cool stuff. My headless Grogu here. I'm just going to stand him up on the shore.
That's crazy. He just disappears. It just goes away.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. I know, but I hear what you're saying, Brian. It really is.
Yeah.
It's their own world. It's their own world. And you got to, you got to appreciate it. Really do. They're all in too. They're just all in.
Oh, all in. And, but I understood why, you know, you could sit back and think, you know, oh, Comic-Con, you know, whatever. But I went in, when I went there, I thought, this is so cool. I have an outlet for these people.
I've got a friend of mine who is, I wouldn't say he's to the point where it's almost addictive, but every single year he crafts his own Halloween costume. So he's not super into Comic-Con, but, or cosplay, but he's into making these costumes from scratch. And there was like a 5-year run where he built a complete Iron Man. He built a complete Thor, or not Thor, the bad guy. Who's the bad guy in the Avengers? Oh my God, I can't think of his. Thanos.
Thanos.
Yeah. So he built a Thanos. And keep in mind, my buddy's like 5'7". He's like Nick's size. And he's he built stilts to where he's like 6'8". And just the everything perfect. He did a perfect Winter Soldier 1 year. He did Groot. So he's like 7.5 feet tall. And it just,
it's crazy.
And I'm like, how much money does this cost? He's like, well, you know, I started back in like May and it cost me like $3,000, you know, and some, you know, about, you know, 400 hours worth of my time. It's like for one friggin' night. He's like, dude, I won every single Halloween costume contest in Medford. All right.
That was my next question. He's like, he better himself.
Yeah. Well,
I spent $3,000 and I won 500 of it back. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Like,
but no, yeah, it's dedication and it's amazing. And that's, I'm just great, jealous. Yeah. He was freaking Mandalorian last year. It's perfect.
That's amazing. So I have a question because, you know, I'm getting to know that everyone else on here, Brody, we know that you have kids and you're a dad. You're on here, but you said you lived in Las Vegas. Yep. Like what's the band? Cause for those of you just jumping on or whatever, watching who you know, what do you do?
I'm in Sprockets, the lead singer. We've been doing it for a while. Actually, how I met Nick and JP are all through mutual friends. Mike Herrera produced my album 10 years ago or something.
Mike Herrera of MXPX.
Yeah. Okay.
To Joe Moxley, which introduced me to Jesse Lawson, which has now circled me to JP and Nick. So it's just
nice,
you know, because of music, I just meet people constantly left and right, which is the beautiful thing about music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been doing it for a while, but no, not big so much, not for the last year, huh?
No. Hey, we've been, just feels good that it's kind of lifting and we're getting to get back to it. And,
yeah, it's like every festival in the world is it like within 2 months of each other?
I'm looking at schedules and I'm like, how am I supposed to be here if I got to go see this band over here? And it's like, well, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And I feel like I noticed all the festivals that have been released in like America, I guess. And every single one has Limp Bizkit headlining, which I'm just like,
come on, Fred Durst is a badass.
Come on.
I didn't know Limp Bizkit was even a thing anymore.
I know.
Like headlining some of the biggest festivals with the biggest out right now. It's insane.
Wow.
You
I'm trying to get to Sacramento to see him at Aftershock.
You're all like lying to yourselves if you don't think Hot Dog Flavored Water and the Chocolate Starfish isn't one of the greatest albums ever made.
I became a bigger Limp Bizkit fan when I found out that they had their own merchandise that was just like hateful to Limp Bizkit. Like all the, like they had a whole line that felt like Limp Bizkit sucks. And I was like, you're selling to all the people that hate you. You guys are geniuses.
That is genius.
I was always kind of intrigued by the solo stuff that Wes Borland did. Like, it was super, like, mean. It was kind of had, like, a huge Ween influence to it. Mm-hmm. It was really off the charts. And then it was like, cool, this could go somewhere. And then he was, like, back in the Limp Bizkit thing. And I was like, well, damn. Yeah.
I think he liked the money part of Limp Bizkit. No. So.
Probably, right? Yeah,
probably. He's like, shit, I got a family to support.
They probably like each other, him and Fred. And it's really hard to leave that kind of success.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Brian Lindsay's going to jump on here.
Oh, the CEO. All right. All right. About time. Now, what's weird, I want to disclose also to everyone watching right now is I alluded to it earlier, but Brody and Obi down here, Brian Obojenski, their episodes of Dadcast, they haven't dropped yet.
Well, that's so, why I wanted to know.
I know. Yeah.
Just a stranger just kind of floating through.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I wanted to know a little more of these guys about these guys because, yeah.
Oh, you're going to find a whole lot out soon. And what's really cool is Brody's episode. We literally recorded it earlier this week. His kids came on for like the last 5, 10, 15 minutes of the episode, which was the first time we've really done that on the show. And it was so amazing. Nice. I mean, it was just,
That's awesome.
They just took over and I brought mine in and they're just back and forth and showing us their stuff. It was so cool. It was so much fun.
Can I get the mic back, please?
Absolutely, you know, chaos every time they're in a room, which is great. It's fun. Definitely worth watching.
Hey, Nick, how you feeling, brother? I just got my second COVID shot today, so I'm feeling like crap. How you doing?
Today I'm feeling a little better, finally. But, good. Man, it's been rough, dude. This COVID thing is no joke.
Yeah, it's not.
Dude.
Yeah.
All right, Liam wants to say hey.
Yeah,
everybody.
Liam. Liam very, very rarely makes an appearance on Dadcast. There's the boy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up, buddy?
Hey, hi. Do you not know what's going on?
Hi, Liam. How you feeling, kiddo? I'm expecting
those dudes?
At least a one-word answer back.
He's like a little Thor.
He is. Flock
of seagulls, pick one.
Yeah. He is a flock of seagulls. That's hilarious.
And I am.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Hey, everyone. Look who decided to show up. It's the CEO of Las Vegas. Brian Lindsay, what's up, man? Can you hear us?
Brian.
What's up, man? Sorry about that, boys.
Yeah, you ain't sorry. You ain't sorry.
Sorry about that. Pitbull for a second.
We call Brian Lindsay the CEO of everything.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're not interrupting. What's up, buddy?
Everyone, what are you guys up to, man?
We're just doing our wishing everyone a happy Father's Day. And of course, to you, good sir, happy Father's Day to you and to all of yours. Friends that are dads, thanks for jumping on, man. We're just hanging out. I don't know how well you can see your screen. You're driving us on your phone, but we are joined with, of course, Brian Hopkins, Brian Obojenski, NASCAR driver, Manny Cabo from The Voice, and Brody Knight, a fellow Las Vegan. Is that right?
Nice. Yeah, I mean, period. Whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Las Vegan.
Hey, guys, Brian Lindsay's daughter just graduated from high school and this last week, which was very cool. Yep.
Yeah. Before you know it, they're flying out of the house and driving cars and being bodybuilders and doing all kinds of crazy shit. You just, you know, you gotta buckle up and hold on, man.
Now, the last time I was in a car with Brian Lindsay, it was pretty violent, man. It was a Cobra.
Shelby Cobra.
Yeah, like built all to hell. What are you driving right now, Brian?
My daily, baby. It's the S65 V12 AMG Benz. Yeah. 800 horses.
Ooh, nice.
That's doing all right, too.
Jesus.
Obi, Brian drives a Shelby Cobra as well that was just all built out, brand new, everything.
That's the one Ford that I give the pass to.
I'm not responsible enough to drive those cars. I'm really not.
I'm too afraid. So there's that.
And by the way, Brian also has the 131 Harley, Road Glide 2020 Harley, that is just like the fastest damn thing out there as well. And it's unreal. All I ask is be safe on it. And Brian, the White Ghost, the Road Glide, when you just want to just give it to me, I'll give you your other bike. So you can, I'll give you. Brian also just went and got the only, the very first Pan American.
Hey, that's confidential.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I mean, I got a Pan American.
You meant it was just some Indian, whatever. No big deal. Yes. Moving on. So Brian, we spoke with Josh Berkman yesterday. We did an episode. I don't know if you have been able to talk to him or if you've anything, but if you are unaware, Nick threw out the gauntlet. He says, come August or whenever it happens for Tough Enough, there's going to be, and I'm not even kidding when I say this, Nick is having an exhibition, 2-3 rounds, MMA, full contact, everything. Josh Berkman versus Nick Martin.
What?
It could be the COVID talking, but you know, I'm in. Whatever. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Berkman. So I found, I don't know if you guys know the story about me and Berkman, but hold on a sec while I race this fucking guy.
And Brian, I'm not how you take it on the inside scooping.
I was just going 137 on the 215 in Vegas.
That was you
holding a phone.
Yeah. So you guys got to hear the story about how I met Berkman, dude. First of all, the guy's a beast. And in 2002, Josh was coming on the MMA scene, right? And I'm walking into Starbucks on 2.
No. Come on.
He's in the Matrix.
He loves him. He's in the Matrix. You're in the Matrix.
Okay, he walks into a
Starbucks.
Red or blue? Red or blue?
Now, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
The old commercial.
So I'm on the 215 in Green Valley Parkway at the Starbucks. And I'm walking in and I see this bald guy and I'm like, God, that dude looks familiar. And I said, dude, are you Josh Berkman? He's like, yeah. And I was like, bro, I run Green Valley Ranch right across the street. He's like, oh, no way. And he had just finished up The Ultimate Fighter and knocked out. I forget the kid he knocked out. You got to go look it up. But he like took the guy down in a double leg blast takedown. Picked him up, dropped him on his back, and then dropped like 9 elbows, like right on his forehead. And the guy goes completely out cold, completely locked up, curled his hands. And Josh has become, you know, infamous with some of the knockouts. I mean, you got to look up the knockout that he had when he submitted Sean Fitch.
Yeah, Fitch. I watched that last night. Just
unreal, dude.
Rolls him over, dead.
Rolls him over, stands up over him, raises his hand. You know, he's just a beast. So Josh and I became fast friends at Starbucks in the parking lot. And so I just said, look, I'm getting ready to do a bunch of really cool, fun things over at Green Valley Ranch. And Josh and I just became friends. He started showing up to my fight events. He and I hosted a bunch of, you know, really cool fight parties with Tito Ortiz and, you know, Forrest Griffin and Randy Couture and, you know, Rampage Jackson. Like, I remember, so this is the craziest shit, right? So the night that Rampage Jackson and Forrest Griffin fought, Forrest Griffin kicked Rampage so many times in the leg, he couldn't walk the next day. And I was hosting the VIP UFC fight party at the pond at Green Valley Ranch, and in walks Forrest Griffin and Rampage Jackson, and the two guys had like swollen legs the size of literally, dude, they were like 2 feet wide.
Wow.
Neither one of them could walk. And, you know, everybody's walking into this event after the fight, and, you know, you got dads in there and moms in there, and Tito was there with whoever he was, whatever her name was back in the day. She was a
Jenna Jameson
lady, right? Yeah, Jenna Jameson. So Jenna was there, Tito. I mean, it was just a freaking insane day. Wow. And all these guys are walking around. All these guys are walking around just, you know, completely hammered and just partying. And, you know, those were the early days of the UFC, right? Like, it was crazy. Crazy.
Good stories. Wow. As always. Manny, you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm here. Cool. I'm here. This is my camera.
Okay, guys. I'm just like, oh, did he leave? Oh, gosh. Oh, no. You guys.
We lost Brian, too.
Oh, no. He's still there. But, Brian, you still there? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm here. Cool. I'm trying to reconnect.
All good. All okay. Good. You guys, this was supposed to be just a quick, short, hey, how's it going? Happy Father's Day. Thanks for coming on, et cetera, et cetera. And we're at 52 minutes. And I'm gonna call it here real quick. Unfortunately, we didn't get a lot of the other guests we were hoping to get on here, but maybe we can do a part two and we'll get with them later. But for all you guys who did show up, man, Brody Knight, happy Father's Day, man. Thank you so much for coming on. Manny Cabo.
Manny, go love Raiders. You, buddy.
Thank you for love coming you too, on. Guys. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Obi Brian Obajenski, my favorite NASCAR man in the whole wide world. I think you and Brian need to meet up because I'm thinking I'm going to take Obajenski, man. I'm going to take Obajenski. Oh, he left. Dang it. Perfect timing.
We got to do a photo shoot, Obi. I'll come down and do some killer editorials on you in the car, man.
Yeah, Jersey, North Carolina, just a hop, skip, and a jump, man.
That'd be cool. Yeah, no time to come to North Carolina. We'll get you here.
Manny is amazing, dude. Amazing.
We'll have some fun.
Amazing singer, songwriter. The guy inspires anybody who's around him. We started that earlier on. Manny's just one of those guys that just lifts everybody up around him. But he's talented. And as he says, that there's room. There's, you could be doing exactly what he does.
There's always room for one more, man.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, Brian Lindsay on here. If you don't know who he is, he's just a really great guy. He's been a big supporter and a great friend to me. But, and he's an inspiration. I always say when I grow up, I want to be Brian Lindsay, but I'm older than him. So I don't know how that works. You know, like,
You finally shaved your head, so we're getting closer, bro.
Hey, we're getting there.
I want to know more about Sprockets boy over here, redhead man. That I'm gonna listen to his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys won't be disappointed. It's good.
Where'd he go?
He's there.
Yeah, he's there.
Lower the card, you know, like decent on a Sunday afternoon. It's fine.
Nah, you're being too modest, man. You got some good stuff there. Brian, right before you, Lindsay, there's three Brians here. Confusion.
Yeah.
Right before you cut off there, I was taking bets on if we were to give you and Obajenski, Obi up there, two of the exact same cars. Unfortunately, I'm going to take Obi over you in that race. NASCAR.
What you got?
He's a NASCAR friggin' champion. He's a
NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, he'll smoke my ass. Right. Hey, but I'll give him a run for the money. I've had this V12 up to 160 a couple times. Yeah,
Brian's got a little bit of crazy. Crazy always helps, man.
Hey, Lindsay, you know how to beat Obi? Turn left. Yeah.
Turn left. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Turn right. Yeah. There you go. Turn right.
Hey, you know what's funny is I was taking my father-in-law to play golf at TPC in Summerlin, and I was rolling out on the 215. I just got my Benz, and I was like, man, this thing is awesome. You know, I'd had it for like 2 days. And so I see this car coming up behind me. I'm like, damn, this guy is railing on me. So I just stomp on it, and come to find out it's a Vanquish. a V12 Vanquish. And I'm like, oh shit, this guy's going to give me a run for my money. So we start hauling ass around the back of the 215. Last time I looked down, I was doing 180 and he was right on my right rear quarter panel and he couldn't catch me. And I was redlining at like 7,200, something like that. And my father-in-law didn't even, like, he was just holding on to the side panel. He didn't say a word.
He'll be a fly in the wall for that one.
Yeah, right.
He was just grabbing the side panel. And he's German, you know, so he knows, like, race cars and BMWs and all that.
He's awesome. Yeah, your father-in-law is awesome. He's an awesome dude.
He's the best.
Yeah, I love him.
He's 83 years old. And, you know,
awesome.
Brian's, you know,
all right, so at least now I know, okay, Brian, no, don't get in the car with him.
Take it from me, man. Watch the episode, man. And go back. Like, go to the very end. If you don't want to hit me, miss all the talk, you go right to the very end. And, he took me a ride in that Cobra, man. He didn't even get on it.
You want to go? I'm like, hell no. Yeah, I'm good.
Nick's scared, but it was fun, man. I relish that memory.
Like Josh Berkman kicked my ass. So.
He'd rather get in the ring with Berkman than go on a car ride with Brian Lindsay.
You know what Brian's best at? No joke. Brian's best at being a cheerleader dad. Dude, I watched him cheer on his daughters to three world champions. They won four world championships. I was blown away. And here's a guy that is like screaming all his videos. I'm watching it all. I'm getting excited. Are they going to win again? And he's losing his mind. He may be the CEO of everything, but he literally would drop everything and drive to wherever it was or fly to. And he was there for the whole journey.
Nice.
So, dude, he retired, I don't know, what, a few years ago, 2 years ago, and you work harder than you've ever worked before. So it's you're just an inspiration. But it was really cool to see that. And then, like a month ago, his daughter just won her. She's like, oh, with the 6 weeks to turn around, she wins her bodybuilding competition. She wins the whole thing, and she's never done it before. Jess, that's with your youngest daughter. I was
in the middle of COVID. She's like, yeah, I think I want to be a bodybuilder. I'm like, okay. And then trains 10 weeks in a row and goes and wins the whole thing, man. It was nuts.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was very, very cool. So as a dad, also an inspiration. So it's really cool. And I know that we're all on here and we could talk forever, but I just want to say thanks for inviting me on and having me here. And it was really cool. And it's really cool to get to know you guys. You know, I'm going to have to watch you race. And if you guys don't know too, like here in Vegas, Tough Enough, which is around the area, Brian and his partner, Jeff, own the amateur fighting, which if you go to it, you think you're at UFC because it's a huge production. It's incredible to see. I love sitting ringside. Wink, wink, Brian. I'm always getting ringside and watch
those
fights.
We're coming back.
Oh,
it's so cool.
And now, hey, Nick, we have our opportunity, or I have my opportunity. I am officially apologizing, looking you in the eye, Brian Lindsay, because you cannot take text or you cannot take tone with text messages. And after I sent messages about your Raider tickets that you may or may not have extra of when the time comes, and me being a little bitch and asking for them, I'm like, that was kind of pompous and entitled sounding. I hope I didn't come off that way. So this is me saying, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to sound like a pompous ass. But when I thought about it, I'm like,
whoa, I've been giving him shit about tickets? It ever since it happened.
Yeah. Whoa. He gets Raider tickets. Well, I'm right down the street.
I just saw Garth Brooks is coming too. So,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, I know a guy.
Oh God, I'm a real Raider fan.
Oh, it is, man. We've covered that. Yes, we are. We certainly are. And I don't want to, like, you know, tell secrets or nothing, but Lindsay's an actual friggin' Charger fan.
Oh. Hey, JP,
I saw Brian Lindsay sitting in the stadium the other day.
I don't know.
Shooting pictures, we'll see. And You know, I was like, what?
That's great.
What?
All right. Okay. I tried to end it. Now it's been another 10 minutes. This is so much fun. I love it. Poor Brody Knight up there. He's just like, oh, come on, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Hope he's going to get in his car and just drive through the garage.
Right.
Oops, he's just going to disappear.
I'd pay money for that. Hello, love. All right.
No, man, thanks for having me, bro. This is definitely been fun. Definitely took my
mom. Thank you, guys.
Obis.
Absolutely.
Happy Father's Day to all you guys.
Yeah, one more time. Happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. And happy Father's Day to all of you dads out there. And you know what? All you single moms holding down the fort, playing dad as well. Happy Father's Day to you. This has been the Father's Day special episode 2021 of Dadcast. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for our guests. Thanks for watching. Check out all their respective stuff. I will link it below. If you are listening, go to the YouTube channel and watch it and check them out. Thank you guys, man.
Peace.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, great meeting you guys. Much love and
nice
peace.
Nice to meet you.
Absolutely. You guys take care. Have a good weekend.